This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Government today reassured that all refineries are operating at the highest capacity with adequate crude inventory. Domestic LPG production is steady and sufficient stock is available. Addressing an inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia, held in New Delhi today, Joint Secretary Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, informed that 11,300 tons of commercial LPG has been supplied to consumers in the last 1 week. She said that domestic LPG production has increased by 40% and there is no dry out at retail outlets. She said there has been a reduction in LPG panic booking and online bookings of LPG has gone up to 93%. Talking about enforcement action on black marketing and hoarding, she said more than 4,500 raids were conducted yesterday across the country. Special Secretary for the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha, said in the past 24 hours, no maritime incident has been reported and all 22 ships and 611 Indian seafarers are safe. He said that DG Shipping is continuously monitoring them.
Ministry of Port Shipping Waterways continues to closely monitor the shipping movements, port operations, safety of Indian seafarers and continuity of maritime trade in view of the evolving situation in the West Asia.
Election Commission has issued order to regulate political advertisement across electronic and digital media. According to the order, all political parties, candidates and even individuals or organizations must get their advertisements approved before publishing them. The approval must be taken from the Media Certification and Monitoring Committee, MCMC. The electoral body said that no political advertisement are to be released to any internet-based media or website, including social media by political parties or candidates, without pre-certification from the respective MCMC. The ECI has also set up an appellate committee at the state level, headed by the Chief Electoral Officer CEO, where parties or candidates can challenge decisions made by the MCMC. In a move aimed at transforming dental education and strengthening healthcare quality, the government has constituted the National Dental Commission, along with three autonomous boards, replacing the Dental Council of India. The Minister of Health and Family Welfare said that key functions of the Commission include framing regulations to implement the provisions of the Act, conducting rating and assessment of dental institutions, establishing standards for community dental care, education, research and others. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today congratulated Anutin Chanvirakul on his election as Prime Minister of the Kingdom of Thailand. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said he is looking forward to working closely with him. He said together they will further deepen the multifaceted India-Thailand strategic partnership. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met with his Australian counterpart Penny Yong, Kazakhstan's Ambassador to India Azamat Yaskarayev and Bangladesh's High Commissioner Riaz Hamidullah. In a series of social media posts, Dr. Jaishankar said he shared assessments of the ongoing West Asia conflict with his Australian counterpart. The two ministers also discussed issues related to the Indo-Pacific region. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim till tomorrow. The IMD also predicted heavy rainfall at isolated places over Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. It said that the thunderstorm accompanied by hailstorm is expected at places over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Bihar, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh today. Fishermen have been advised not to venture along or off the coast of North Odisha and West Bengal until the 24th of this month. Benchmark domestic equity indices rose nearly 0.5% today after witnessing a sharp decline in the previous session. The Sensex climbed 326 points to close at 74,533, while the Nifty added 112 points to settle at 23,115. The indices initially opened higher but gave up the early gains as the session progressed. At the Allianz Masters Badminton Tournament, Tanvi Sharma will face Japan's Natsuki Nidaira in the women's singles this evening, while Malvika Bansor will take on compatriot Isharani Barua, ensuring India a semi-finalist. And that is the end of this news bulletin.